This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Taqwa, ra'sul amr. Taqwa, consciousness, awareness, piety, is the head of all matters in everything in life, in all of our relationships with each other, and as they relate to our Maker, the Almighty, the Lord of all realms, the Lord of all worlds, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. Surely the righteous will be those who enjoy a seating in the gardens of Jannah, beneath which rivers flow. That is given to those who have taqwa. Of the very first instructions given in the Qur'an, the moment you've opened the Qur'an and recited Surah Al-Fatiha, the key that unlocks the door of the scripture of the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, Thalika al-Kitab, La Rayba Fi. It is in this book that you will find no doubt, no ambiguity, no crookedness, the leading of the Hidayah, the path that you seek to lead you to goodness is through it. Hudan lilmuttaqin. But that guidance will only be assumed, only be recognized, only be learned and practiced and taught and passed on by those who have taqwa. From the very beginning, Allah lets you know that for this Qur'an to become valuable in your life, for this Qur'an to become something you will action and prioritize and use and pass on to others in the way that it is meant, it must begin first with a piety of heart. Ahudan lilmuttaqeen. Taqwa hahuna. The Prophet ﷺ said, taqwa is in here. It is in the heart. It is something that is hidden in the heart and shows in the practice. And when Allah speaks about taqwa in the Qur'an, He links it to al-a'mal al-zahira, that it is from the outward deeds that is built and manifested from an inner belief in the heart. Taqwa is something that you can cultivate and increase and nurture through a greater acknowledgement and awareness and knowledge of your Creator and Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Al-ulama, those who will have the greatest sense of consciousness, fear and love of Allah are those who are most acquainted of Him, those who are the ulama. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you develop your taqwa, you will gain greater insight, greater knowledge, knowledge of the heart and knowledge of the scripture and its practice in your day-to-day time. Do not ever underestimate the importance of letting taqwa be the governor of your affairs. That you always measure everything, not just by, is this halal and haram alone, but is this the best of what is halal for me? And is this the worst or the best of what is haram for me to avoid? And that is why there are two levels of fatwa. The fatwa of the shara, where we look at it just in terms of the bricks and mortars of Allah said and the Prophet said and the ulama interpret, but also the fatwa of taqwa, where yes, maybe something is permitted, but it's permitted for others, but not for me. Because in my context, in my experience, in what I've had in my life previously, if I allow this into my life, into my home, even though others may permit it and it's halal in a sense, for me, it can lead me towards a destruction. So there could be a fatwa that is given on terms of taqwa that is out of self-preservation and self-involvement in your own affairs. To make taqwa really crystal clear for you, know that taqwa is that you live in this world as if you are in danger, because it comes from wiqaya. It is something that you seek protection through. So it's almost like you're a boxer in the ring. You're waiting for the next blow. You don't want to be knocked out. You don't want to be put down. You want to always remain upright and on your feet. And you want to remain vigilant of what's coming from the right and the left in this tumultuous world that we live in. May Allah increase my taqwa and yours and allow it to radiate beyond us in our deeds. Allahumma ameen.